A prayer for the children of Israel. New creation. To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. As a king abiding in and one with the King of Kings, in the authority given to us, in the name of Jesus Christ, we speak words of life over the children of Israel. We call all those the Lord God chose before the foundation of the world, that they should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined them to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made them accepted in the beloved. They are the inheritance of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ, so we call them our beloved children. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come into the heart of our children and their bloodline. Your will be done in the life of our children and their bloodline on earth as it is in heaven. As an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ and one with him, we come into agreement with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. In him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ, we give thanks to the Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King, our righteous Father, for our children, their posterity, their house, their entire family, and their nation, for the saints, for the leaders that God has raised up on their behalf, and for all men, as a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to them the riches of his glory, we go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for our children, their posterity, their house, for their entire family, their friends, neighbors, and countrymen, and their entire nation, for all the brethren, all those called by the name of the Lord, for the leaders of their nation and all the leaders throughout the world, all those that influence the well-being of God's people and all the people of their nation and all men, so that our children and their family may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. We stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. It is written, the things that we speak and pray for our children, their family, and their nation. For these words are true and faithful, and they are the true sayings of God. The word of God is true, pure, proven, and eternal. For heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will by no means pass away. It is living and powerful. It searches the hearts of man like a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, and nothing is hidden from his sight, the Mighty One, the Ancient of Days, the Holy One of Israel. The words that Christ through us speaks to our children and their nation are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives them the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't come to the Father in heaven based on our own worthiness or on the worthiness of our children and their family. Abiding in God and abiding in his love, we come to God's throne of grace on the merits of his Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and the blood that he shed. In the name of Jesus Christ, who upholds all things by the word of his power, as a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace for our children and their entire house, all of their people on every side, all of their family, all of their blood, from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all their natural seed and all of their spiritual seed, and their entire nation. Grace to our children and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We are bound to thank God always for them. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, the Father in heaven put his name on our children and bless them in their house. The blessing of the Lord be upon our children. We bless them in the name of the Lord. Glory to God the Father. We come to the Father by Jesus Christ, whose sandal strap we are not worthy to lose, and the precious blood that he shed. For worthy is Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. In the name of Jesus Christ, all flesh shall bless his holy name forever and ever. Abiding in God and abiding in his love, we enter into his presence. Hear, O Lord, when we cry with our voice. Have mercy also upon us and answer us. In the name of Jesus, who is the desire of all nations, may the God who restores make our children and their house new, and release the past, for the former things have passed away, so that our children and their people will not live in it, but forget those things which are behind, and reach forward to those things which are ahead, that they no longer shall live the rest of their time in the flesh for the lusts of man, but for the will of God, drinking freely from the fountain of the water of life, and they shall inherit all things. In the name of Jesus, He is Christ, the chosen of God. In His name, we ask the Father of mercy to bind up their wounds and help our children to forgive, so that they may be forgiven. In Christ we pray that the God of their salvation will restore their soul, renew their spirit, and that our children be renewed in the spirit of their mind, receiving a new heart and a new spirit. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless His name. Proclaim the good news of His salvation from day to day. Let our children declare His glory among their people, His wonders among all peoples. In the name of Jesus, the great High Priest, in Christ we pray that our children and their people will renounce any gifts or gain or authority that came from the wicked one, renounce the ungodly part of their past, and break out of and cast out the spiritual commitments, rash vows, unholy alliances, and unholy covenants that put them or their house in bondage. Let no one defraud our children of their reward. They shall guard against taking delight in false humility and worship of angels. By the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, by the blood of the new covenant, may Jesus make void every vow and every binding oath our children or their people have made to afflict their souls. And together we command every unclean spirit to come out of them and their house. In Christ we pray that our children and their people will stand fast in the liberty by which Christ has set them free, and not become entangled again in a yoke of bondage. The whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one. So in Christ we pray that our children and their house renounce any authority or unclean spirits or different spirits, sorceries of any kind, that have been guiding them. Let our children and their people be born of God, do not sin, and keep themselves in the presence of God, so the wicked one does not touch them. Away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and Him only you shall serve. May our children, their house, and all of their descendants submit themselves completely to the authority of Jesus Christ, their King and their Savior. In Christ we pray that our children right now will confess with their mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in their heart that God has raised Him from the dead. Let our children hold fast the confession of their hope without wavering, for He who promised is faithful. Repent, and let every one of them be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and they shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. May our children and their people ask for and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit into their hearts, and receive the righteousness of God, a free gift, an indescribable gift. For He made Him who knew no sin to be sin for our children, so they could become the righteousness of God. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with our children and their house. Let their hearts rejoice, and their tongues be glad. Moreover, let their flesh rest in hope, because God will not leave their soul to Hades, nor will they allow them to see corruption. Only with their eyes shall they look and see the reward of the wicked. God will make known to our children and their people the ways of life, and make them full of joy in His presence. Then our children shall know that God is in the midst of their house, for He is the Lord our God, and there is no other. In Christ we pray that our children and all of their people will have an ear to hear what the Holy Spirit says, that they will overcome and receive the hidden manna to eat, and a white stone, and on the stone a new name. Truly, the Lord Jesus Christ will write the name of His God and the name of the city of His God, the New Jerusalem, and His new name on our children and their people. And the angel of God shall seal them and their people, the servants of God, on their foreheads. You are worthy, O Jesus, to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed our children to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made them kings and priests to our God, and they shall reign with us on the earth. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Our children and their people have spent enough of their past lifetime in doing the will of Satan when they walked in lusciousness, lust, drunkenness, revelries, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries. In Christ we pray, in the name of Jesus, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, that our children and their people shall walk in the newness of life. For God shall create in them a clean heart and a pure heart, and renew a steadfast spirit within them. May the Lord give our children and their people a heart to know the Lord, and they shall return to God with their whole heart. May the God of all truth put His law on their minds and write it on their hearts. May all of their people know God, from the least of them to the greatest of them. In Christ we make request for our children, that the Lord take the stony heart out of their flesh and give them a new heart of flesh. In Christ we pray that our children and their people will walk in His statutes and keep His judgments and do them, and out of their hearts shall flow rivers of living water. May God, the judge of all, not remember the sins of their youth, nor their transgressions, according to His mercy for His goodness' sake. As far as the east is from the west, so far has God removed their transgressions from them. Darkness is passing away, and the true light is shining on our children and their house. Therefore, let our beloved children be diligent to be found by Him in peace, without spot and blameless, for our children and their house are called to receive the promise of the eternal inheritance. Our children shall be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of their God. They shall no longer be termed forsaken, nor shall their land any more be termed desolate. Honor and majesty are before the Lord our God. Strength and beauty are in His sanctuary. Give to the Lord, O kindred of peoples. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due His name. Bring an offering of love and come into His courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before Him, all the earth. Whatever God does, it shall be forever. Nothing can be added to it, and nothing taken from it. God does it, that our children and their house shall fear before Him. Although God requires an account of what is past, through the Lord's mercies, our children and their people are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is His faithfulness. In Christ we pray, in the name of Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life, that our children and their people will cast away from them all the transgressions which they have committed, and get themselves a new heart and a new spirit. Let our children and their people be in Christ, that they are a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. For now all things concerning them are of God, who has reconciled them to Himself through Jesus Christ, through the cross. May our children and their people put off, concerning their former conduct, the old man, which grows corrupt according to deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of their mind, and that they put on the new man, which was created according to God, in righteousness and true holiness. Let all lying, stealing, bitterness, wrath, anger, blasphemy, filthy language, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from them and their house with all malice. May our children and their people put off the old man with their deeds, and put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of Him who created him. Having died with Christ from the basic principles of the world, may they grow with the increase which is from God. In Christ we pray, that as the elect of God, holy and beloved, our children put on tender mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another, putting on love, which is a bond of perfection, and that our children let the peace of God rule in their hearts, and let the word of Christ dwell in them richly, in all wisdom, being thankful always. And whatever they do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Peace and mercy be upon our children and their house, for God Himself is their peace. For the word of the Lord is right, and all His work is done in truth. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of Him. Out of heaven, may God let our children hear His voice, that he might instruct them with his presence and his mighty power. Therefore, know this day, and consider it in your heart, that the Lord himself is God in heaven above and on earth beneath. There is no other. Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things he declares to our children in their house. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old, for God will do a new thing. It shall spring forth upon them and their house. He will make them hear new things from this time, even hidden things. He will give drink to our children and their family, his people, his chosen. Behold, he will make our children and their house into a new threshing sledge with sharp teeth. They shall thresh the mountains and beat them small and make the hills like chaff. They shall winnow them. The wind shall carry them away and the whirlwind shall scatter them. They shall rejoice in the Lord and glory in the Holy One of Israel. In the name of Jesus, the ruler over the kings of the earth, may God restore to our children and their house the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, the chewing locust, the great army which was sent among them. Let it come to pass that God, the Most High, will pour out His Spirit on all flesh. Our children and their sons and their daughters shall prophesy. Their old men shall dream dreams, their young men shall see visions, and also on his men servants and on his maid servants among them he will pour out his Spirit. And this in Christ we pray, that our children and their descendants will abound still more and more in love, in knowledge and all discernment, that they may approve the things that are excellent, that they may be sincere and without offense until the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ, to the praise and glory of God. In Christ we pray that our children shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth children for trouble, for they shall be the descendants of the blessed of the Lord, and their offspring with them. For as the new heavens and the new earth which God will make shall remain before him, so shall their descendants and their name remain. For God has made a new covenant with our children and their people. Their sufficiency is from God, who also made them sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. May our children and their house be known as the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes, redeemed from among men, being the first fruits to God and to the Lamb. These signs will follow our children in their house, because they believe. In the name of Jesus, the tried stone, they will cast out demons, they will speak with new tongues, they will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. May our children be serious and watchful in their prayers, and above all things have fervent love for one another, being hospitable to one another, without grumbling. For love will cover a multitude of sins. As each one has received a gift, may they minister to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God, so that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion for ever and ever. The Lord is their portion, so they shall hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. For of him, and through him, and to him are all things. To him be glory for ever. We pray to our Father in heaven, hallowed be his name, that his kingdom come into our children and their house. His will be done in our children and their people on earth as it is in heaven, that he will give to them and their house this day their daily bread, and forgive them their debts as they and their people forgive their debtors, that he not lead them into temptation, but deliver them and their house from the evil one. For his is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Christ we pray, in the name of Jesus, God's holy servant, that our children and their people will have boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he consecrated for them through the veil, that is, his flesh. May they draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having their hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and their bodies washed with pure water. According to his promise, may the God of the living bestow on our children and their people the privilege of coming to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven, to God the judge of all, to the spirits of just men made perfect, to Jesus the mediator of the new covenant, the great high priest over the house of God, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel. Our children shall not refuse him who speaks. For if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, much more shall they not escape if they turn away from him who speaks from heaven, whose voice shakes not only the earth, but also heaven. In Christ we pray that our children and their people receive the kingdom which cannot be shaken, and that God be at their right hand, so that they may not be shaken. May the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, give them grace by which our children may serve God acceptably, with reverence and godly fear, with unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. God, whose faithfulness reaches to the clouds, will save our children and their family as a flock of his people. For they shall be like the jewels of a crown, lifted like a banner over his land. For how great is his goodness, and how great his beauty! O sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained him the victory. The Lord has made known to our children and their people his salvation. His righteousness he has openly shown them. He has remembered his mercy and his faithfulness to their house. Our children have seen the salvation of our God. Shout joyfully to the Lord. Break forth in song. Rejoice and sing praises. Rejoice in our Maker, be joyful in our King, praise his name. He will beautify our house and the house of our children with salvation. So let all generations be joyful in glory. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father and one with them, in truth and in faith we sanctify our children and their entire bloodline, their nation and all of their people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify their time so that they will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit, and we sanctify their space by the overpowering presence of God who has made his home in them. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify them completely, and may their whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. The heavens are his, the earth also is his, the world and all its fullness. He has founded it, the north and the south, the east and the west, he has created it. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. As a fellow worker in Christ, a fellow worker of God, abiding in him and born of him and his love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to our children their entire bloodline and their nation, the riches of his glory, we claim our children and their house, their entire bloodline, all of their people, their family, their children, and their children's children as our joint inheritance with our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Awake to righteousness, and do not sin, and do this knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now our salvation is near. Come near, you nations, to hear and heed, you people. Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world and all things that come forth from it. In Christ we pray that our children and their nation in one accord will pray for the peace of Jerusalem. For it is written, may they prosper who love you. The Lord bless our children and their nation out of Zion, and may they see the good of Jerusalem all the days of their life. As kings and priests of the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we decree our children and their nation shall stand with Israel against the ungodly nations. For their shield belongs to the Lord, and their King to the Holy One of Israel. Jesus Christ, who, because he continues forever, has an unchangeable priesthood, in his name we ask our Father in heaven and receive all these things. Concerning this prayer of faith that we pray for our children and their house, we come into agreement with them, with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth, and the Word of life. Being of one accord in prayer, we pray with confidence, for God's thoughts towards our children and their house are thoughts of peace, to give them a future and a hope. As a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ to bear His name, we continue petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to our children and their descendants, according to His word, and what we have asked shall be given to them and their house. In Him who is true, as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all His saints. Praise the Lord. It is written, My covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips, says the Lord God Almighty. Psalms 89:34. God is watching over His word to perform it. Jeremiah 1:12. And it shall not return to Him void, but it shall accomplish His purpose and succeed in the thing for which He sent it. Isaiah 55:11. The Lord gives voice before His army, for His camp is very great, for strong is the one who executes His word. Joel 2:11. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of His heart to all generations. Psalms 33:1. It shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls. Joel 2:32. For my name shall be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. Malachi 1:11. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us, that He might purify for Himself His own special people zealous for good works, believing that our children, their descendants, and their nation receive all we ask for them, knowing that it is the will of God, and He hears us. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of Your name to all generations. For Yours, O Lord, is the glory, and the power, and the kingdom forever. In Jesus' name, so be it. We plead with the Lord our God to restore to us a pure language, that we all may call on the name of the Lord to serve Him with one accord. Cause our children in a good way to know Your hand and Your might, and they shall know that Your name is the Lord our righteousness, the great, the mighty God, whose name is the Lord of hosts. Inasmuch as there is none like You, O Lord, You are great, and Your name is great in might. Who would not fear You, O King of the nations? For this is Your rightful due. For among all the wise men of the nations, and in all their kingdoms, there is none like You. By the blood of the everlasting covenant, in the awesome name of Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant, we activate these prophetic scriptures in the lives of our children. These things, says the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of creation of God. Amen. For all the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him, amen, to the glory of God.